Terror suspect Osama bin Laden sometimes is portrayed as having wide popular support in the Gulf states. In fact, people's opinions of the Saudi dissident vary throughout the region. NPR's Kate Seeley reports from Kuwait City.
At an internet cafe in an upscale suburb of Kuwait City, 16-year-old Ali Mahmoud and his friends say the U.S. war against Osama bin Laden is the hot topic of discussion.
Every day I get an email that includes either anti-American jokes or anti-bin Laden jokes.
The bin Laden jokes, they say, are pretty amusing.
He just said they put his face on Angelina Jolie's body.
Everybody's making fun of him now because they think he's funny. Just his mentality, you know, it's not right.
Osama bin Laden is a controversial figure in the Gulf, and his name prompts everything from admiration to loathing. He's a coward hiding behind innocent people like Saddam Hussein does, says Saudi Arabian Umm Mahmoud. He gives Islam a bad name. But 14-year-old Kuwaiti Abdulaziz Mulaifi says he's not all bad.
I think he's a good person because, like, he shares his billions to give the poor people some food and some shelter.
Most people in the region are quick to offer their condolences for the September 11th attacks. But a lot of people here say they're not convinced Osama bin Laden is responsible for the assaults on Washington and New York. Some people claim he's simply not capable of masterminding them. Others speculate the Israelis were responsible in an attempt to discredit the Arabs. Abdul Khalik Abdullah, a professor of political science at the United Arab Emirates University, says the doubts stem from the lack of clear evidence against bin Laden.
The United States has not come up with that evidence. And it is not a ploy, it's not a game we're playing, we really mean it. Give me the evidence and I'll be condemning this guy.
Round-the-clock media attention has won bin Laden a certain celebrity status and a degree of sympathy. With a $25 million bounty on his head and the world's most powerful nation hot on his tail, he looks to many like David facing Goliath. This 16-year-old Kuwaiti boy, who wouldn't give his name, says bin Laden is certainly daring.
The guy's got guts. I mean, come on, like, look what he's doing. But he's taking it to an extreme, like too extreme. And he's bound to lose. He must know that he's bound to lose, like all the world against him.
In a recent poll conducted in Kuwait, 42% of Kuwaitis said they viewed bin Laden as a holy warrior, someone engaged in a religious battle. Only 34% saw him as a terrorist. Ghanem El-Najjar, a professor of political science at Kuwait University, helped conduct the poll. He says he believes only a tiny minority of Muslims embrace bin Laden's militant ideology. But Najjar says many do admire him as a symbol of opposition to American dominance and aggression.
The United States is not seen nicely by a lot of people around the world. It's not an Islamic issue. It's the fate of any superpower.
People in this generally pro-American region are increasingly angry with the United States for what they call its biased pro-Israel policies. And many, like businessman Ahmed Al-Sheikh from Dubai, say they relate to part of bin Laden's message, the part calling for Palestinian rights and an end to sanctions against Iraq.
I don't approve of what Osama bin Laden does, especially if he did the 11th of September attack, but lots of what he says makes sense to me.
Professor Ghanem El-Najjar says it's difficult for many people here to totally condemn the most vilified man in the West because they've been put on the defensive. He says that since September 11th, many Arabs feel they've been demonized by the West and that they and all Muslims are being blamed for the attacks.
They would not like to believe that they are responsible. It's not bin Laden. And that's the danger of the issue, that connecting bin Laden to the whole people.
Foe or fan of bin Laden, just about everybody here believes he's a product of the United States. Many say America supported him when he was fighting the Soviets in Afghanistan. They claim America's unpopular foreign policies have given him a platform to attract more followers. And they say it's highly likely America will soon make him a martyr for others to emulate. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Kuwait City.